Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget when you get there to subscribe to my free newsletter. And I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's easier to do that than it is to sign up, actually. Either one of them is easy, though. All you got to do, if you want to become a member of our community that subscribes to the Brain Trust, to the newsletter, of which some of our Brain Trust members do as well. You can do that at jbsba.com. And don't forget all the other things you can do there when you get there, listening to archives and of the show, past archives, over 3,000 now archives of past shows and hundreds of articles and links and information about our Brain Trust members, lots of things there at jbsba.com or jimblastinggame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If it sounds like I'm trying to vamp a little bit here, folks, it's because we're waiting on the connection from the folks at the marathon, Heidi Skolnick and Sam Grotwald, and I expect them to be here any second. One of the reasons why I wanted them to join us today is because if you're like me, you run a marathon, it seems, every day. In our businesses, actually, our marathons are actually multiple day, week, month, year marathons, not just, we don't run it all in one day. But by the end of the day, it seems like it's in any given day, many of us feel like we've run a marathon. And I worry about you, ladies and gentlemen. I worry that you're not getting enough rest. You can worry about me too on that one, folks, because I think maybe I don't get enough rest either. But I also worry about making sure that you stay healthy, that you eat well, and that you take care of not only your body, but you take care of your spirit. And that's the reason why, as you know, we talk about these things on this show. And somebody who is here to talk to us about making sure that we get the right kind of nutrition is a nutritionist. Heidi Skolnick, ladies and gentlemen, is a sports nutrition consultant to the New York Giants football team and the School of American Ballet. And she's here to talk to us about how to make sure that we stay healthy when we run our marathon. Heidi Skolnick, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I had my breakfast, and I'm raring to go.
All right. And is Sam with you?
Correct. I'm right here.
Hi, Sam. Sam Grotwell, ladies and gentlemen, is a, let me see, how many times? Four-time marathon finisher. And that's a big deal, folks. You don't have to win this thing. Just finishing it is a big deal. He also is, Sam, am I reading this right? You won the 10K, first place finished 15 times in the 10K?
Well, I've had 15 first place finishes at a variety of distances over my running career.
So. I got you. Okay. All right.
Correct.
All right. Well, it's good to have you here, Sam Grotwald.
Thank you very much.
And am I saying your name correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. Heidi, talk to us. Oh, by the way, thank the Barilla folks for they sent me a nice care package. I got some my favorite the tomato basil sauce. And some spaghetti and a hat and a nice bag. Where was the wine and the bread, though? They missed to left that out. But
we'll have to pass that message on.
But anyway, tell them I said thanks for that. How do you talk to us about what the runners eat when they're getting ready for any kind of an athlete, a football player, a marathon runner? What do they eat when they're preparing for this kind of endurance test?
Well, here's the real message. In fact, it's that in this sort of low-carb diet craze, the real point is everybody needs to eat carbohydrate, not just the athletes. The difference is the athletes get to eat more. So if a sort of sedentary guy needs to have, 8 to 11 servings of grains a day, an athlete, a marathoner, might need 20 to 25 servings. They need a lot more than the rest of us folk. But we all need to get healthy carbs in, like pasta and oatmeal and rice and whole grain breads, those sorts of foods.
Okay, why is it that pastas and other carbs have kind of gotten a little bit of a bad rap lately?
Well, I think to begin with, people kind of mesh them all together, all carbs.
Yeah.
And they're not the good, the good carbs, and I don't even really like to label good and bad, but the good carbs are these low glycemic index foods which release into your system more slowly, like pasta and oatmeal and whole grains.
Whole wheat breads and things like that.
Right. However, you know, it's not the same, and you don't need to be a nutritionist to recognize that pasta and whole grain bread is not the same as gummy bears, and gummy bears are carbs too.
Right.
And so, yes, we can watch portion size. We can have less of the refined sugar and make the carbs that we eat count by making them be the healthier carbs.
Right.
And then at Barella, I mean, one of the things they absolutely promote, which is kind of representative in, I guess, this package that you received, is sort of partnering your carbs for good health with other healthy foods. So, you know, you have oatmeal, you put berries and some milk and some nuts on top. You have a bowl of pasta, you put it with shrimp and broccoli,
mm-hmm.
and you have it with maybe some nice white wine or grape juice. You know, that you watch your portions and that you partner your foods to make them well-rounded and really healthy.
Well, you know, a lot of people are on this this Atkins high-protein diet, and I know that works in terms of losing weight, but you can actually go too far that way, can't you?
Yeah, and I think for the business owner, one of the things they have to really think about is they're sort of the marathon of life, the marathon of their day, their stress level, their immune system, and that we tend to get so caught up on weight, we sometimes confuse weight loss with health. And I think one of the things you want to think about is the quality of the foods you're taking in, and do they support your immune system? Do they support your long-term health?
Well, it seems to me that if you want to lose weight, the way to do it is to change your eating habits and plan on doing that over a long period of time and do something you can sustain, not just jump on some fad and lose a lot of weight and not really learn anything.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I definitely see people come to my office all the time who have tried the fad of the moment and are trying to now figure out how to, you know, whether or not they had lost weight on that, but still figure out how do I now reintroduce whatever foods I eliminated.
Right.
So if they happen to do the Atkins thing, then they come back in and they go, you know, I really want to learn how to eat carbs again.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them. I crave them. I
right.
want them.
Yeah, I like my potatoes. I got to admit.
You
didn't mention potatoes as a good carb. Potatoes are good, aren't they?
Yes, and sweet potatoes are wonderful.
Sweet potatoes are really good because they have a lot of fiber, don't they?
Fiber and beta-carotene.
And you know what, Heidi? Fiber is our friend. 20 right back with Heidi and Sam after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great time with our new friends, Heidi Skolnick, who is a sports nutritionist, professionally sports nutritionist, ladies and gentlemen, works with athletes and has been now for some years. I used to work with the Mets, now works with the Giants and the School of American Ballet. Also, Sam Grotewald is a marathoner. He's a four-time finisher. Which makes him a pretty impressive guy right there just for that one. He also has 15 first-place finishes in various different races that he has run. Before we get to Sam, Heidi, I would like to mention the Barella folks again who make some great products. They sent me some nice stuff, and I appreciate that. Thank them for the cap, too. You want to give us a website?
Sure, the Barella Us, it's Barella US, BARILLAUS.com.
Can we find some menus there?
You can find some recipes and some menus, and also at the INGNYCmarathon.org for different training tips.
All right.
And, you know, they're hosting the Barella Marathon Eve dinner on November 6th at Tavern on the Green.
I was just there. I was there Saturday.
Oh, you were?
I was at the Tavern on the Green Saturday.
Well,
in front of it, I didn't actually go in. Go ahead.
If anyone's going to be in New York City, the dinner starts at 4:30.
You mean we could just wander in, even if we're not running?
Well, you do need to get tickets.
Okay.
If you're running, you get a ticket, and you can bring guests. You can buy a ticket for guests to join you. And it's a place, there'll be 10,000 runners there fueling up the night before the marathon.
When is the marathon? Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday. This coming Sunday. Okay.
This coming Sunday.
All right, Sam, you going to run in the marathon?
I am not going to be running the marathon. I actually work for the ING New York City Marathon, so that's a pretty busy day.
But you have run four marathons. You have run many marathons,
correct.
I guess, but you finished four. How did you get ready for those, Sam?
Well, you know, I think before the break, Heidi made a good point that there are two different types of carbs, and I don't think that one should be eliminated entirely. There's a place for gummy bears, as Heidi mentioned. It's just everything in moderation and being smart about what you're putting into your body. What you're putting into your body is fuel to help you go. And so everything is okay as long as you do it in the right amounts.
Right.
When training for a marathon, it's just about being smart about what you're putting in your body. Obviously, a lot of pasta. I'm a big fan of potatoes too, Jim. So eating potatoes and make sure you're drinking enough water.
Why are carbs good for you the night before for getting ready for an endurance test the next day?
Actually, carbs are better for you 2 or 3 days before. A night before, your body can't process those carbs enough to give you. To give you energy on the race, but many people do what they call carbo loading the entire week before a marathon, where they pack as many carbs into their body as they possibly can, and your body that gives your body time to process those carbohydrates to give you energy on race day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's basically that your body burns the carbs. Your body needs the carbohydrate. That's what your muscles use to fuel the run.
Right.
And it takes 24 to 48 hours for your body to stock those, to store them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a marathon, a female will burn 4,000 calories, a male closer to 6,000 calories. So they really need to have...
They've got to have that banked up, don't they?
Exactly. And then they actually need to take in during as well.
Mm-hmm. But folks, carb loading when you're not running a marathon, you might want to be careful about that. Somebody asked me the other day if I'd gained weight. I said, yes, I'm retaining pie. But as far as getting ready for a normal marathon of I shouldn't say that because nothing in small business is normal. Getting ready for a small business day, what do you recommend, Heidi?
For business day, I mean, I think that's where sort of the principles are the same for everyone, including marathoners and the business owner who's not getting in that kind of exercise. They're just going to eat less, which means that they're going to eat throughout the day. They want to have, you know, their breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then use snacks to bridge the hunger gap. A lot of the business owners I see that come to me, what happens is you're at work, it's the afternoon, you're hungry, you think, oh, no, I'm getting out of here today. I'm getting out at 6, I'm getting home for dinner, and they don't have that afternoon snack, and then they're starving, and, you know, they never get out when they think they're going to get out. They stay longer.
You actually recommend that people eat morning, noon, and night, don't you?
Morning, noon, and night, and add snacks. Like that afternoon time when you're kind of going into that slump and you're trying to sort of get out of there and be really efficient, you know, you need to fuel your brain and your body. And, you know, have a planned snack instead of, like, all of a sudden scurrying for quarters for the vending machine. Bring something with you. Be prepared. Get something at lunch that you know you can have in the afternoon. So then when you get home, you can be sane and make a better choice for dinner and not do that evening sort of refrigerator surfing that goes on.
I found that I'm a little healthier if I eat my carbs during a meal, like potatoes and bread. Mm-hmm. But for a snack, I've been doing a little thin slices of ham or beef and real thin slices of cheese. Just roll them up and make a little small roll up and eat that as a snack.
That's great. People find different things that work for them. You know, some people like an apple with some peanut butter.
Yeah.
Or for a snack, or so that there's some carbon, some protein.
Matters. Water is essential, isn't it? You got to be hydrated for all this, don't you?
Sam, you want to take that? You know how important that is.
We've got 30 seconds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Water is tremendously important. There is, you do run the risk of drinking too much water for those athletes that are maybe out on the marathon course for 5, 6, or 7 hours. But as a general rule of thumb, water or sports drinks that add a little sodium are tremendously important to marathoners and small business owners.
There you go. Heidi Skolnick, Sam Gratwald. Give us the website again, Heidi.
BarellaUS.com.
All right. And the marathon website? your website?
INGNYCmarathon.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you later. Quick
Thanks
break,
so much.
29 after.
Much.
I'll be right back after these messages with a guy who probably has never run a marathon, Mr. Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.